Well, hello there. Mine's been a long time. Am I doing? Well, I guess I'm doing fine. It's been so long now, and it seems like it was only yesterday.
Ain't it funny how time slips away? Yeah. How's your new love? I hope he's doing fine. I heard you told him you're gonna love till the end of time. I remember that's the same thing you told me yesterday. Ain't it funny how time slips away? I don't know when, though, never know when I'll be back in time.
Remember what I told you, in time you're gonna pay.
Ain't it funny how time slips away?
Contains graphic material, including offensive language. Your discretion is advised.
Hi, everybody. Wait, let me get up a minute. 1 second. Yeah, I listen to Nicole Sandler. Is it time for the Nicole Sandler show? I forgot to turn the computer on. Let me just walk over here and I'll boot up my computer, because I don't want... Oh, crap, I just... Never mind, it's okay, I got another one. Leave it there, the cat will get it. Got a little tune here, a little song to sing for you. That Nicole, she does something. She's really there and does things.
Nicole Sandler Show, whatever it is.
Whatever. We made it to a Friday, and that's a good thing. And these days, I'm never quite sure we will make it to a Friday. So if you're watching on YouTube, you see we've got company in the studio today. Our friend Boca, Brittany Summers, is here.
Hi, everybody.
And in just a moment, we're going to get another guest on the line. Hopefully, we should have tested the line before. We're trying to connect with Lauren Mayer. It looks like it's ringing, but she's not answering. I don't know why. Anyway, so Boca's here. I thought what the theme of today's show would be laughter, because the news lately has been so heinous, so abysmal, so not fun, that I thought today what we would do is just laugh.
Just generic laughter, just escapism a little bit.
Right. So you know what? Let's just start with with this.
Every day, all around the world, energy is being produced to power our lives. While energy development comes with some certain risks, like flammable tap water, North America's natural gas producers are committed to safely and responsibly earn a healthy profit and enrich ourselves. We'll attempt to win you over with this simplified cartoon and heavily edited copy that says filling instead of drilling thousands of feet below freshwater sources. This cartoon shows a harmless tube penetrating the Earth's surface. We like to think it's your ass. The harmless gas is then stored within self-contained well systems that blemish the landscape and are placed in your backyard. And using state-of-the-art monitoring technologies... Oh, wait, the copy runs off here. Rigorous lobbying efforts help us ensure our operations will continue to provide safe and clean explosions for our communities and kitchens. We're America's natural gas. Kiss our ass.
That's one of my favorite bits of yours.
Thank you.
Yeah, you know, and it's still so timely and topical. One of the Trump just hired somebody who was an attorney who represented Deepwater Horizon in that suit to be one of his safety people or something.
That was one of the that was a parody of one of the public relations spots put out shortly after the BP Horizon thing disaster, and I T-bowed that spot and played it over and over again.
I
transposed all of their copy, and that's how it came out.
That was absolutely brilliant. One of my all-time favorites. So for those who don't know, Boca Britt Summers here spent many years on the air in South Florida working with Neil Rogers. Neil Rogers was the god of South Florida radio for decades. But long before I wasn't living here, I was living in California most of the time. But my dad was a big Neil Rogers fan.
Well, if you depending, because this goes all over the world, depending on where you grew up, the most popular radio voice that you had in your town, that was Neil down here. Mm-hmm. He could have went national, but that's a very long story that I'll just say almost happened. Came really close to be on one of Howard Stern's satellite channels, but that was sabotaged, and I don't want to get into that. But he was worthy of being a national celebrity, and he was just never given that opportunity. But he did down here, I can say to you because you understand this, double digits all the time, mm-hmm. consistent double numbers.
Ratings.
25 and up was our audience. And I think we had zero women listed.
Well, because some of the humor was a bit crude.
Yeah, it was very crude. And we'll get you're about to hear.
Yeah, you want some crude? I got to tell you, I heard you do this. Now, Boca Britt does her own show, the Britt Summer Show, and it airs on GDPR Radio. It airs on SoFloRadio.com. It airs on FYI Nation. When I was running original programming here, I would air it on Fridays after my show. One week, it was a Friday, I finished doing my show and I flipped over to you and you opened without a word of warning with this one. And at first it sort of stunned me, to quote James Comey. And then I laughed out loud, literally laughed out loud. So, just take it away, Boca.
And for the record, you can let it run. For the record, I did the music. This is not a karaoke
okay.
band.
Okay.
Right. Track by track. And here it is from 1999. Whenever I.
Whenever you sit down on my face, the sound comes out my mouth. A blue, 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 blue. Whenever you hear that silly little sound, that's my tongue going in and out. Isn't it amazing I still can breathe when you sit on me that way? Not only am I longer, my tongue gets stronger every day. I wanna be your moisturizer cream. Whenever you squat down on my face, when I do my hairy rings, I may sound kinda strange. Whenever you squat down on my face,
all right, the YouTube chat room is laughing, so that's good. Yes, we worry sometimes. All right, I want to bring in our other guest because it's not only Boca and myself today. When I decided we were going to do Funny Friday, there's a woman who does videos on YouTube, song parodies, and I didn't realize that she's been doing one a week for the last 4.5 years or so. Her name is Lauren. Is it Lauren Mayer or Lauren Meyer?
Mayer, and thank you for asking.
Mayer. Because some people, who spell it M-A-Y-E-R pronounce it Meyer, but you're like John Mayer.
Right.
Any
like
relation?
John Mayer or Louis B. Mayer.
Ah.
As old as I am.
Metro-Goldwyn-Mayer. Louis B. Mayer. Yes, that's a good one. Lauren Mayer is with us. She is a political comedy satirical singer-songwriter. And I've been seeing your videos, since Gotta Laugh used to have the political carnival up. And every week or so, they would post one of your videos, and they always cracked me up. And just last week, we connected on Twitter, and I got to tell you I was a big fan of yours. So, Lauren, welcome to the show.
Wow. Like I said, this is like for me meeting Taylor Swift online, because I've been a fan of yours for a long time. So I am just thrilled that I cracked you up. That's high praise indeed.
Well, thank you. So how did you start doing this? This is not your profession, or is it? Are you a singer?
I'm a music director and a singer pianist, and I do different kinds of theater. I've done corporate theater and musical roast. So I've always been sort of doing this and making a little of my living at it. I'd like to make it all from this because I could write a song an hour these days. But what happened was during the 2012 primaries, I was yelling at the television so much that my family said, you've got to do something with this. And I had written topical comedy songs about things other than politics in the past. So I wrote a song called It's a Scary Time to Be a Jewish Mother. How naive I was. I thought that was as bad as it could get. Posted it on a political website and joked that I could do a song a week. And they said, okay, do one. And so I thought, well, I'll just do this for a couple of weeks. And then I just, it's like crack. I got going with it and I just couldn't stop.
And thank you for doing it. And, one of the reasons I wanted to just cut loose today, I have been dealing with anxiety, since November 9th. I'm somebody who has suffered from depression for years. I make no secret of it. I talk about it because a lot of people do. And, for some reason, people are ashamed of it. It's a fact of life, but it's been exacerbated by this president and with the overabundance of news, bad news and bad shit going on. I really think it's more important than ever that we make sure we laugh, that we make sure we enjoy music, that we make sure we do other things than just focus on the insanity going on in our world right now.
Absolutely. And I actually had a moment in November where I thought, I've got to stop because this isn't funny. I have to do something more constructive than just laugh. And then I started reading articles by people I really respect, like Paul Krugman, and who else? Nicholas Kristof of the New York Times, saying that it is important to laugh at those in power in general, but especially when we want to sort of speak truth to power, if you want to use that phrase. But by poking fun at things and exposing hypocrisy, that is one way of sort of defying authoritarianism. But it also gives some relief to those of us who want to fight this. And I was feeling really shallow. Like, you know, I have friends who are organizing marches. I have a friend who organized all of the Palo Alto, California pussy hat knitters.
Oh, wow.
The Women's March in January.
Uh-huh.
And so I'm thinking, and another friend of mine who does fundraising on a corporate level for Planned Parenthood, I should do something like that. Wait a second. And they're telling me my helping them laugh helped them keep going.
Well, so, I agree.
And so I feel like, you know, what you're doing with sort of just, you know, talking about the news and exposing it, we all do different things. And this is my way of contributing a little bit. And I do hear, you know, there was a gay teenager in Tennessee who emailed me and saying he couldn't be out at school. Could he talk to me? I mean, just, you know, people all over who want to hear that they're not the only ones who feel the way I do. So that's kind of what's kept me going.
Well, people can find you, Lauren Mayer, on Twitter at Lauren's Comedy, on Facebook, Lauren Mayer Comedy Songs, and on YouTube. And really, people should find your YouTube channel. It's Psycho Supermom. And your music website is laurenmayer.bandcamp.com. Let's start with one. You've got a new one out in honor of, yesterday's Comey testimony. You want to set this up?
Yeah. Sure. The way everybody was sort of just going crazy about it, and I saw several headlines that said Comey Mania, and for those musical theater nerds out there, there was a show called Will Rogers Follies a few years ago that was sort of this weird mashup of Will Rogers and Ziegfeld Follies, but the opening number was Will-a-Mania, so I just kind of ran with that to talk about how excited everybody was for Comey's testimony yesterday.
All right, so it's Comey Mania, Lauren Mayer on the Nicole Sandler Show.
When we first heard Jim Comey's name, lots of people thought he was to blame with that stupid scoop on Clinton's email. But since Trump rudely fired him, some of us even admired him, 'cause we found out he can tell quite a tale. It turns out he took notes so copious about Trump's words on every date. Now we ask, is it time for hope? Yes. This spiel could be a bigger deal than Watergate. Comey Mania, the headlines all are cheering. Comey Mania, who knew a Senate hearing would be must-see TV in front of our eyes? We met in bars, tuned in cars to hear lies called lies. Comey Mania, it seems Trump's narcissism gets him into scrapes. At each new revelation, everyone gapes. And meanwhile, we all say, Lordy, I hope there are tapes. Trump tried to act like royalty, shamelessly demanding loyalty and insisting inquiries be let go. The GOP tried spinning this, claiming Donnie's just beginning this, doesn't know what even fifth graders know. Trump blows apart each algorithm, as Comey's records clearly state. He did not want to be alone with him, to which a lot of women say they can relate. Comey Mania, see what Trump's overreach meant. Comey Mania, could this lead to impeachment? And meanwhile, what the hell was wrong with McCain, who tried to state he stayed up late, which scrambled his brain? Comey Mania, as details start emerging, watch our spirits climb. It's like a pump we're just beginning to prime, because we know the facts will show obstruction is a crime. It's Comey Mania time.
Lordy, I hope there are tapes.
Very good. Yeah.
I added that at the end. I just, you know, when I heard the lyric, it fit. Lauren Mayer, Comey Mania. So you did that, you knocked that out yesterday after watching the hearing?
Yeah, actually, when I got home from work, I'm teaching theater in a summer program, so I knew I was going to do something about Comey, but I got home last night and I knocked that out last night.
Wow, that was great.
By the way, Lauren Mayer.
I'm a little sick in that regard.
Meet Boca Britt Summers.
Hi, Lauren.
Hi, Boca. Love your laugh. That just made my day.
Well, if you don't mind me saying so, I want to thank you. For being a musician first and foremost, because if I hear one more parody artist use karaoke's, I'm going to fall down in plots and cut my wrist.
Britt prides herself, and we appreciate it, that she plays on all her song parodies, plays her own music. We'll do one of hers in a moment, but I want to add, what part?
Oh, good, I can't wait.
You're in Northern California, right?
Right, outside of San Francisco.
And you've got an appearance coming up June 18th, so in just over a week, at Fump Fest. What's Fump Fest?
Fump Fest is a conference by the Funny Music Project, which is sort of an offshoot of a bunch of Dr. Demento fans who started their own site, and now they put out regular shows, kind of like the old Dr. Demento show, and they're having a conference actually in Chicago.
Wow.
I'll be performing at that on June 18th, and then back in my own neck of the woods on June 25th, I'm doing a benefit for Planned Parenthood. So that's pretty exciting.
Am I correct in detecting some Tom Lehrer there?
Oh, bless you. Yes, I grew up on Tom Lehrer. Totally. That was my life's ambition, was to be Tom Lehrer, except he already had the job. So,
he was brilliant.
Yes, I've been doing stuff like that.
Well, it's nice to have two great parody songwriters. Now, you write your own music, too. You do some song parodies where you use a melody of an existing song, but you also, some of them are original melodies, too, yes?
Yeah, I try to vary both, just because I have some fans who really like the parodies because it sets up the joke with the expectation from the rhyme, but some people who like my original stuff, so I try to... You know, what can I say? I'm a codependent people pleaser. I try to make everybody happy. So I try to do a little of both. And if I do, you know, since I've been doing these every week, I think doing all of one or the other might get a little bit much. So it's nice to break it up.
Yeah, well, maybe you'll inspire Britt to do some more. Because one a week, you could do one a week, can't you?
I used to do like seven a week. I've done 8,000, but hey, I haven't done any since 2009.
Really?
Yeah, I kind of forcefully retired in 2009.
Well, you know, this one I'm going to play yeah. One that's timely and topical now with what we go through when we fly. So this one's called Pat Me TSA.
I kept begging them over and over again, get off of me, get off of me, get off of me.
He ran his hands down over and pulled the pants down. They went down around my ankles.
He asked to see a supervisor. That made things worse.
She was yelling, "I have power.
Come on, come on, come on, come on now, pat me, TSA, fondle me, for I am not afraid. I have no bombs on me today. Come on and tickle my prostate. Run your tongue across my taint. Now I want you to grope me. For me to fly the friendly skies. And I want John Pistoli to squat down and place his nose in my brown eye. Band insert.
A short one, but a goodie from Boca Britt Summers.
Oh.
A question.
Britt, that's fabulous.
Thank you. That was one of the last ones I did.
Was
from
it?
09,
And Vermont Gina in the chat room is asking, it's Sox actually asking, why did Britt retire?
I retired because of chronic depression and suicidal tendencies that whenever I touch my guitar or keyboard, my hands burn.
No.
Yeah.
Still?
Yeah, and not to mention none of my equipment works anymore.
Well, there's that. So I gotcha.
That doesn't help.
Oh.
But I'm glad Lauren's out there
taking
up the slack.
Way to bring down the room. Yeah. Anyway, boy, Lauren, there's a group down here. Britt, have you seen the Raging Grannies?
No, I have not.
You have not?
I love the Raging Grannies, and the ones in Madison do a couple of my songs, so I'm hoping to spread
do they?
Raging Grannies. I think they're fabulous.
I didn't
yeah.
even know they were from other places, because they got their start here, like in Palm Beach County.
Is that like a Two Live Jews?
Now there's Raging Grannies International, raginggrannies.org. Let's see if I can just pull one of theirs up real quickly, if they have something. They do events. And they have sing-alongs. I'm looking to see if there's here videos. I'll just play one. But they got started here, I think, in West Palm Beach. Let's just see what happens if I play a little bit here.
That would be fun.
Out there in the rain. This is probably not the best example because the rain was so loud.
Yeah.
I should have thought
the
of them.
Or,
I'm sorry.
The chapter in Wisconsin, the ones in Madison, Wisconsin, they did a thing on the steps of the state capitol building. They crocheted a giant uterus and then sang a song of mine called "If My Uterus Were a Gun." So that was a big highlight in my career to have the Raging Grannies sing that with a giant pink crocheted uterus.
Lauren Mayer, you've done a few songs about your uterus, haven't you?
Yeah, you know, reproductive choice is sort of always a classic. You know, got to keep going back to it.
Well, here's one of your songs. I didn't come from your rib. You came from my vagina. Not necessarily a uterus song, but a vagina song. It's Lauren Mayer. It's Funny Friday here on the Nicole Sandler Show.
These days, women's rights were well established, or so we presumed. Still work to do, but things are looking nifty. But lately, right-wing politicians seem to be consumed with making us go back to 1950. Oh, they'd rob us of our choices, birth control restrictions pour on. It's time to raise our voices so we can tell each moron. Your war on women is infuriating. You only value us if we're just stating. So tell all those misogynists from Maine to North Carolina, I didn't come from your rib, you came from my vagina. Now apparently God tells some politicians that they ought to deny science, women's rights, and evolution. But it's not a Christian country, just in case you schmoes forgot, and the Bible does not trump the Constitution. And don't push abstinence only. Those programs are all failing. They didn't really work out so great for Bristol Palin. Just saying. Your war on women's reeling revs my motor. Keep up this crap, you'll lose each female voter. So quit claiming to respect us while you shame and blame and tutor us. I didn't come from your rib, but you came from my uterus. Cut off women's health care, red state governments have raced, as if to TV preachers they've apprenticed. But Planned Parenthood clinics you shut down cannot all be replaced with optometrists, a food bank, or a dentist. So don't put us through contortions to get a rare exception. And if you want fewer abortions, don't block access to contraception. Your platform's packed with vehement misogyny, treating us like we're just vehicles for progeny. Of women's rights, the GOP would be an underminer. I didn't come from your rib, you came from my vagina. And we're sick of your misogynist one-liners. We didn't come from your ribs, you came from our vaginas. I didn't come from your rib, you came from my vagina.
Yeehaw! Lauren Mayer, I didn't come from your rib, you came from my vagina. Have you ever had the opportunity to say that to somebody?
I haven't, because of course I live in, you know, liberal Northern California, where everybody here, you know, Republicans are afraid in this part of the country.
Yes.
So, but I saw that on a protest sign. There was one week, you know, way before the primary started, where I just had no ideas, and I was looking on a couple of the Facebook groups that I follow, you know, liberal and fun liberal sites on Facebook groups, and I saw that protest fine. And it's just like, that was screaming to be a country song. So.
Definitely. It's better than, you know, your dog left me and took your brother's, sister's, cousin.
Crying your beer stuff.
Yeah. Lauren Mayer is with us. Boca Britt Summers is with us. We're having a funny Friday just because we need to. I'm going to play something else that I thought was really funny today, especially it's not funny on the surface of it, but when you hear who said it, it is. Lauren, I'm going to play this. You tell me if you can figure out who it is, okay? You have to listen carefully. Here we go.
Has he kept any of these promises? No. Fuck no. Instead, sorry. I understand this is a younger audience. It's okay. And even though we as Democrats are on the right side of almost all issues, many hardworking families just haven't felt that we've been fighting for them. Fundamentally, if we are not helping people, we should go the fuck home.
Okay. Any guesses as to who that was?
Well, by the language, I would say Sarah Silverman. By the politics, I'd say Chelsea Clinton. So I am totally stumped.
Senator Kirsten Gillibrand.
Oh, I liked her before. I'm in love with her now.
My husband had the same reaction. I heard him laugh out loud in the other room. And then he's like, wow, I really like her more now. Kirsten Gillibrand, she was being interviewed on stage in front of a live audience. And I'm guessing it was like a college crowd where she thought she could throw around the F-bomb. I like her more now, right?
Good for her. So now we've got her and Al Franken as comedians in the Senate.
Look at that. All right.
He's great.
Wasn't that? I was very surprised. Now, here's another funny line. Here, it needs no introduction.
No, I can definitively say the president's not a liar. And I think it's frankly insulting.
That was Sarah Huckabee Sanders saying the president is not a liar.
Just the fact. I mean, I love the headlines I saw, and people erupted in laughter.
The whole Twitterverse certainly did. All right. You need to go. You're teaching a class today, aren't you, Jane?
I'm a starving artist, so I take whatever gigs I can, but I'm grateful to be working. So, yeah, I'm teaching theater so we can indoctrinate these kids young that, you know, self-expression is a good thing. So.
Well, good for you. Thank you so much for coming. Again, Lauren Mayer, you can find her on Twitter at Lauren's Comedy. Her Facebook page is Lauren Mayer Comedy Songs on YouTube. And check out, we only did the audio stuff today, but Lauren does great videos. The YouTube page is Psycho Supermom. And you have a couple of albums out of that are available on your Bandcamp site, right? LaurenMayer.bandcamp.com.
Yes, and thank you for the wonderful plug. My most recent one was right after the election. I guess I picked the wrong week to quit sniffing glue. And then I do have an album based on If My Uterus Were a Gun. And I have other albums, comedy songs, you know, about suburban motherhood called Psycho Supermom. But the most current political one is Guess I Picked the Wrong Week to Quit Sniffing Glue.
Well, I hope everyone...
has the rib and vagina song on it, too.
That's awesome. I hope everyone checks it out. We'll say goodbye to you, but we'll play you out. We'll do it live! We're going to play you out with one of my favorites of yours, because it hits close to home, and anyone who spends any amount of time on Twitter or Facebook knows these people well. We'll go out with Dear Internet Trolls.
So it's a pleasure to talk to you both, Britt and Nicole, and I'd love to come back anytime you want.
All right. We will do it again. Lauren Mayer, everybody. Thank you so much, Lauren. All right. And this
is
Dear Internet Trolls, Lauren Mayer.
Dear Internet Trolls, thanks for taking so much time to tell me I'm a worthless jerk and you hate my work. But even folks who don't like my videos do count, so you and your pals have really goosed my view count. Though you think my writing and singing sucks, you helped me make a few extra bucks. And you might think that I'd think your comments are scary, but clearly you just need a hug and a dictionary. Dear internet trolls, gosh, you really sound upset and you want to get it off your chest, but I'm not impressed. Your anti-Semitic sexist slurs would be more compelling if you could be bothered to check your spelling. And as for using foul language to knock me, I've raised teenage sons, so it's hard to shock me. And you might think that I'd think your comments are scary, but clearly you just need a hug and a dictionary and a good therapist. Now some of what you say may seem hateful, but for making me feel famous I'm grateful. And I don't want to sound shrill myself, but you and your friends have already suggested plenty of possible methods to kill myself, so I'm good, thanks. Dear internet trolls, did you think the way you belly ache is gonna make me disappear? Sorry, I'm still here, and I know what's behind the misbehaving around your tricks, showing off for each other by waving around your words. If what I create makes you hate and deplore it, you know you could always just ignore it. So don't think that I think your comments are scary. Clearly you just need a hug and a dictionary and a good therapist and a job and a social life and a remedial English class and some serious medication and something constructive to do with what's clearly too much free time on your hands.
That's great. Lauren Mayer is her name, and she does these creative videos one a week for the last 4.5 years. That one's called Dear Internet Trolls. Really good stuff. Lauren had to go. Boca Britt Summers is here. We're going to take a break. We'll do What's News, and we'll come back and do have more fun and talk about some other funny stuff, too. Some stuff that may be not so funny, but they can be funny. Depends on how. Yes, you know what? Rec XX58 in the YouTube chat room. Perfect reference there. Said Lauren's piano parodies sound like she was influenced by Mark Russell.
Yes, very good. Yeah.
You said Tom Lehrer.
Well, he was before Mark Russell. But yeah.
Mark Russell, too. That's a great reference. Yes. Yep.
And it's such, like I said, it's such a pleasure to hear a talented musician doing parodies. Again.
Oh, it's wonderful. And like I said, we could all use a laugh right about now. And that's why we're, focusing on the comedy today. All right. You know, the What's News segments, when I first started them, I tried to incorporate humor with the news, you know, music clips, sound clips, humor, snark. Lately, it's hard to make them funny, so they're just news. But this is the latest from What's News.
I read the news today. Oh boy.
It's time for Nicole Sandler's What's News from NicoleSandler.com and the Progressive Voices Network.
Former FBI Director James Comey testified before the Senate Intelligence Committee Thursday about his conversations with the president on Russia. In answering his first question, he accused the president of defaming him, the FBI, and lying.
Although the law required no reason at all to fire an FBI director, the administration then chose to defame me and, more importantly, the FBI by saying that the organization was in disarray, that it was poorly led, that the workforce had lost confidence in its leader. Those were lies. Plain and simple.
The one issue about which Comey was absolute in his answer was Russian interference in our election.
There should be no fuzz on this whatsoever. The Russians interfered in our election during the 2016 cycle. They did it with purpose. They did it with sophistication. They did it with overwhelming technical efforts. And it was an active measures campaign driven from the top of that government. There is no fuzz on that. It is a high confidence judgment of the entire intelligence community. It's not a close call. That happened. That's about as unfake as you can possibly get and is very, very serious.
So that was a hostile act by the Russian government against this country.
Yes, sir.
Senator Martin Heinrich of New Mexico followed that up with a question about Trump's reaction to that fact.
Did the president, in any of those interactions that you've shared with us today, ask you what you should be doing or what our government should be doing or the intelligence community to protect America against Russian interference in our election system?
I don't recall a conversation like that.
Never.
No.
The Senate Intelligence Committee released Comey's opening statement on Wednesday in advance of the hearing in order to allow the committee time to prepare relevant questions, one of which was about the then FBI director's decision to document all nine of his one-on-one conversations with the president in writing.
I think the circumstances, the subject matter, and the person I was interacting with. Circumstances first, I was alone with the president of the United States, or the president-elect, soon to be president. The subject matter, I was talking about matters that touch on the FBI's core responsibility and that relate to the president-elect personally. And then the nature of the person. I was honestly concerned that he might lie about the nature of our meeting, and so I thought it really important to document. That combination of things I'd never experienced before, but it led me to believe I got to write it down, and I got to write it down in a very detailed way.
In the opening series of questions, Committee Chair Richard Burr asked about Comey's allegations that Trump asked him to let the investigation of former National Security Advisor Michael Flynn go.
In your estimation, was General Flynn at that time in serious legal jeopardy? And in addition to that, do you sense that the president was trying to obstruct justice or just seek for a way for Mike Flynn to save face, given he had already been fired?
General Flynn at that point in time was in legal jeopardy. There was an open FBI criminal investigation of his statements in connection with the Russian contacts and the contacts themselves. And so that was my assessment at the time. I don't think it's for me to say whether the conversation I had with the president was an effort to obstruct. I took it as a very disturbing thing, very concerning, but that's a conclusion I'm sure the special counsel will work towards to try and understand what the intention was there and whether that's an offense.
That's in direct contradiction of Trump's answer to a reporter on May 18th.
Did you at any time urge former FBI Director James Comey in any way, shape, or form to close or to back down the investigation into Michael Flynn? And also, as you look back...
No. Next question.
Some Republicans seem to be going out of their way to give cover to the president, with Senator Risch pushing the hardest.
He did not direct you to let it go.
Not in his words, no.
He did not order you to let it go.
Again, those words are not an order.
No. He said, I hope. Now, like me, you probably did hundreds of cases, maybe thousands of cases, charging people with criminal offenses. And of course, you have knowledge of the thousands of cases out there that where people have been charged. Do you know of any case where a person has been charged for obstruction of justice, or for that matter, any other criminal offense, where this they said or thought they hoped for an outcome?
I don't know well enough to answer. And the reason I keep saying his words is I took it as a direction.
Right.
I mean, this is the President of the United States with me alone saying, I hope this. I took it as this is what he wants me to do. Now, I didn't obey that, but that's the way I took it.
In response to a question from Vice Chairman Mark Warner, Comey told about the dinner in which Trump allegedly pressed for a loyalty pledge.
The dinner was an effort to build a relationship. In fact, he asked specifically of loyalty in the context of asking me to stay. My common sense told me what's going on here is there, he's looking to get something in exchange for granting my request to stay in the job.
Although Trump kept uncharacteristic Twitter silence during the hearing, he did finally tweet in response Friday morning, despite so many false statements and lies, total and complete vindication, and wow, Comey is a leaker. Deputy White House spokesman Sarah Huckabee Sanders said,
no, I can definitively say the president's not a liar.
And Trump's personal attorney, Mark Kasowitz, released a typo-laden statement outlining a fake timeline and accusing Comey of, quote, unauthorized disclosures of privileged communications before reading it to the press, further adding to the picture of a White House mired in deep trouble. And that's a bit of what's news for today. I'm Nicole Sandler. If you appreciate these reports, I hope you'll consider a contribution. What's News and The Nicole Sandler Show are completely listener-funded, and we can't do it without your help. Find out more at NicoleSandler.com/donate.
These are the sounds of crushed souls. The sounds of despair from former radio personalities languishing in the purgatory of corporate consolidation. These former radio personalities have lost their livelihoods, not because they weren't entertaining or informative, but because they don't meet today's corporate terrestrial broadcast standards of being smelly, overweight douchebags, seething with vein-popping hatred. These radio refugees and their audiences have since migrated to the internet, but their struggle continues as the quest for monetization ensues. Nicole Sandler is leading the way to reestablishing thought-provoking and entertaining radio. And you can help by clicking the donate button on NicoleSandler.com. Donate today, or as much and as often as you can. Dry the tears of listeners by removing the rotting stench of corporate radio. Won't you help?
This is a huge, huge issue.
And we're talking about it. The Nicole Sandler Show on Progressive Voices and NicoleSandler.com.
All right, we're back. It's a Friday. You got me, Nicole Sandler, and Boca Britt Summers is here in the studio. You know, we should mention that right as we were hitting the air, what the news channels were billing as a Trump press conference was just getting underway. But it wasn't a news conference. It was one of his meetings with, this time, the Romanian president. And so he comes out, they each make a statement, and they each take two questions from, Trump takes two questions from U.S. press, and the foreign president or prime minister, whoever is with him, takes two questions from the traveling press. I'm sure that's what happened today, although we didn't watch it because we had a show to do here. So I don't know what happened, but somebody in the chat room did say that reporters asked if there are tapes. Trump said he'd talk about tapes in a, quote, short amount of time.
Lordy, I hope there are.
Lordy, I hope there are tapes.
Lordy, I hope there are
don't
tapes,
we
too.
All.
That's going to stick with me, as will. Yeah.
No, I can definitively say the president's not a liar.
She's laughing when she
says
that.
Yeah, because it's funny. See, it's Funny Friday, so we're playing funny things. The tape, do you think there are tapes?
Yes.
Do you? I heard somebody from the Secret Service was asked by one of the news organizations if there was a taping system in the White House, because, you know, since Watergate, that has to be official. They can't surreptitiously.
I don't know if it's tapes per se. It's digitalized.
Right. Do you think that Trump just turned on the recorder on his phone?
Either he did or Comey. He is, after all, an FBI agent. I mean,
Comey didn't do it. If there's tapes, it's...
Anybody with a smartphone could do it.
Right. Well, Comey didn't. He said the first thing I ever heard of the tapes was when Trump tweeted that out.
I'm thinking like Romney with the busboy.
Ah, but there was only the two of them in there. And Trump's the one who threatened that he had tapes. And that's why Comey said...
Lordy, I hope there are tapes.
I love that. It's a great drop.
It really is.
We do know for sure that there are tapes of the wee-wee. If he was that upset about it, really, he didn't care about the security of our nation. He was more concerned about the urine. Getting his hook of pee-pee.
Now, what is alleged is that they didn't pee on Trump, Trump watched the hookers pee on the bed where Barack Obama slept.
Oh, absolutely. But in the name of good comedy, we want him to be peed on.
But he wasn't peed on. No one's alleging that he was peed on. It was just he watched them allegedly pee on the bed that Barack Obama slept on because Trump hates Obama that much. He hates Obama that much that he's trying to kill health care. By the way, while all this stuff is going on, I want to make sure people understand. Two things are going on. First of all, the House today or yesterday voted to pass the, what is it called?
The
Financial Choice Act, which rolls back the Dodd-Frank protections against another meltdown like 2008. This is important. But even more important is the Senate is quietly, while we're all focused on Comey and the Russians and all this, the Republicans and the Senate are quietly preparing their own Affordable Care Act repeal and replace bill. They said they're going to use the framework of the House bill, but basically they're writing their own thing. They're doing it in secret. Everything they accuse the Democrats of doing, they're doing in backroom, quiet, with nobody knowing what's going on. They plan on ramming it through before the July 4th recess, bringing it up, offering no amendments, no debate, no nothing. Yep. And so there's a really great thread on this by Ben Wickler of MoveOn.org on Twitter. I retweeted it, it's in my Twitter feed. It's also on my Facebook page because everything I tweet out goes on my Facebook page. You're the other way. You're the opposite.
I don't know.
The stuff you put on Facebook goes on your Twitter, yeah. even though you never use Twitter. Yeah. Just saying.
Yeah.
So it's worth reading, but I've also tweeted out lists of, I called Marco Rubio's office today, couldn't get through to a human being, but I left a message. And what I said basically was, I know that Marco Rubio has a bigger heart than this. I tried the flies with honey thing. Mm-hmm. I said, I can't imagine that for, you know, political sake, he would want to take away health care from 24 million people. And I said, I'm a constituent. I live in Coral Springs. Here's my zip code. I even gave my name and phone number. I said, I spent the better part of last year fighting lung cancer. I'm not out of the woods yet. And if you, you know, kill off the Affordable Care Act, I will be unable to get insurance and I will likely die. I know Marco Rubio doesn't want me to die. I mean, this is what you have to do. And there are lists out there. The one of the things that I tweeted out that says the names of the senators, their office phone numbers and their legislative health aide. The person in their office who deals with health issues, they're suggesting that that's who you ask for. So I put it out on the Twitters. I put it on the Facebook. So if there's something that everyone should do every day is call your senators, even if they're Democrats, call them. Apparently the calls have, you know, really slowed down of late. We need to get active again because this is happening.
Postcards.
Postcards. Postcards also work. The reason letters don't work is because of the anthrax scare of a few years ago.
But if they do receive a letter, it's considered a part of their documentation, so they have to either keep it on file or emails they can just delete. You already know about online petitions. Forget about that. But postcards?
Postcards and phone calls are the best things you can do. Phone calls, they tally them up. They keep track of the calls they get every day. So do call every day. They don't ask your name. They ask your zip code because they want to know that it's a constituent calling. But he's raising distractions now. They're threatening to sue Comey for leaking classified information. Yeah. Trump's lawyer is an idiot.
Yeah, I know.
He's
also an attorney for the Russian bank.
Yes, he is.
So what did he say about Comey? Oh, yeah. He's a leaker. If anybody knows a leaker. Maybe he shouldn't have said that.
Maybe he shouldn't have.
But regarding the Dodd-Frank thing, if they tear that apart, then here's the thing they're not considering. All the Trump chumps out there, ain't going to be no bailout next time. No bailout again. That's something you won't see no more. And then we let the market crash. I don't own stocks. Do
I don't
you?
Own,
okay.
I don't own any
bye,
stock.
Bye, bye.
I got no stock. Nope.
Hey, good luck to him.
Yeah, I hear it.
I already lost my house, and you're in trouble.
Well, I lost my other house, and this one's in foreclosure.
All right, so fuck them. Let them take away the...
Go for it. You know what they should have done last time, and I've said this before, and I always thought that it was a crazy idea, until I've heard some politicians actually say it to Democrats, obviously. But if they did the bailout where they gave the money to the homeowners who were in trouble... Mm-hmm. With the provision that this money is only to be used to pay down your mortgage, the banks would have gotten them anyway, and we would have gotten relief. Yeah. You'd still have your house. I would have been able to sell my house in Miami before I moved up here, and we'd all be in better shape. We wouldn't be underwater in this monstrosity here.
So to speak, we're underwater anyway lately.
But we are underwater.
If I may follow up on what I said earlier about me having a nervous breakdown about in 2009, I still do vocal bits because that's so easy for me. So, but I was talking about the music.
The music.
Putting the beds
so you
together,
still do, you know, like something like this. Should I play this one?
Yeah, I could pull those out of my shapely ass. No
something
problem.
Like this.
Yeah.
We're not just an oil company. We're an energy provider.
Energy provider.
Say it with me now. Not an oil company. Energy provider. We're diversifying by exploring new sources of energy. Harnessing power from the sun. Capturing mighty winds with hillsides strewn with the windmills of your mind. And diversifying by charging you so much for that, you'll beg us for the days of $5 a gallon gas. We can also diversify the amount we charge for alternate sources of energy as much as we like. Long as the scepter of corporate energy is immersed up the Enron loophole. alternate energy provider or oil company drilling the earth till earth looks like a wiffle ball, it doesn't mean we'll stop drilling you.
You know, they're very funny, but the sad thing is it's also true.
Yeah.
That's the thing. So, while we're talking about funny things, I saw a great movie last weekend, Get Out. It is, all I could say, it's very dark comedy, but it's very clever and unique. Call Me Tripp in the chat room had been raving about Get Out, and I was up in Ocala, drove Allison up to camp last weekend, and had the opportunity to see this movie. Highly recommended. I don't want to say too much because I don't want to give anything away, but it is very dark humor, and it's very unique, really original.
Look at him. Look
incredibly funny. Get out! Because you say that during the movie. You're like screaming at the TV, get out! Now I'm hearing Wonder Woman was amazing. See the segue?
I want to see Wonder Woman.
I want to see Wonder Woman too. Well, I'll tell you what. When it comes to the cheap movie theater, you know the Last Picture Show there in Tamarack?
Yes.
You and I will go because David won't go with me. So when it goes to the Last Picture Show in Tamarack, you and I will go see Wonder Woman.
It's a day. Let's do it.
Okay.
And we'll have Chinese, too.
Oh, we'll have Chinese, okay. too. I'm hearing the best things about this movie, and you have a bit that sort of deals with
this
it.
This is from 95, but okay. By the way, the backup vocals, a little backstory.
Yeah?
Our friend Judy, she has perfect pitch.
Oh, does she?
And this was done on a $35 keyboard and a 4-track cassette.
Okay.
So let it hit it. Here we go.
Virgin Mary, Virgin Mary.
Now the Pope depends on you and the powers you possess. Since you saved his life with your flying scissor knife, he's got a job for you to do.
Style too.
We love the way you quaff your due. With the big V on your chest and bulletproof skin tight dress, defending those who are oppressed.
Virgin Mary! Virgin Mary!
Moves with the speed of a gazelle. Bad guy straight to hell. When a building starts to glow with your image, then we know you're crushing crime with one mighty blow.
Virgin Mary.
Not to get all Charles Fox on your ass, but
Virgin Mary, Boca Britt Summers. Okay, so it's a Wonder Woman music.
Mm-hmm.
Got it.
It's funny, you do these things and they all go in like a cycle. A lot of these things I did 15, 20 years ago, they're current again.
Now, what about Wrong Way McCain?
Well, like I said, the stuff I did that was 2008.
I got to tell you, yesterday, when watching the hearing, I did not do anything. I couldn't even talk about McCain. I really thought he was stroking out. I really thought there was something off.
I always think that.
Yeah, well.
And what is in his cheeks? That's what America needs to know.
Well, because he had the cancer thing.
I think it's his car keys, though.
it's acorns. He's saving for the winter.
In his wallet.
Okay, now we're being mean.
Okay, well, I'm being mean here.
That's all right. We know now that he didn't stroke out. He said he was just tired.
He augured in 5 of our jets. He crashed no less than five planes.
Yes, he did.
So that's what the song's about.
Oh, and there was a great article, and it was when it was McCain running against Obama in Rolling Stone magazine that detailed his crashing these military jets. He was the only reason he was so high up in the military. He graduated at the bottom of his class from the Air Force Academy?
Yeah, but he was 900 out of 899.
It was something like that. And yes, and he did. And so that's where Wrong Way McCain came from. So let's do it. It's Boca Britt.
was a jet pilot, John McCain. He wasn't all that great at flying a plane. When he went up the very first time, he got tangled up in power lines. Out of control in his early days, John McNasty became his new name. He was partying the king, acting, getting played by his girlfriend stripper, Marie the Flame. 899 flight training class, but John McCain, he finished last. While other guys tried learning to fly a jet, their classmate John McCain was placing bets. On another flight, in a T2 Buckeye, he was flying too slow and way too high. His engine flamed out and he went into a dive. He tried to start up again as he fell from the sky. On a bombing mission over Vietnam, he ignored the radar warnings and continued to bomb. He augured into a lake when they shot off his wings, but McCain survived by inflating his cheeks. A1 Sky Raider, A4 Sky Hawk, John McCain, he crashed them all. He no longer flies the doddering old putt. Now he only rides on the bullshooting bus.
And that is factually accurate parody song. Yeah. Yes?
When I was in the Navy, there was a lot of lifers that knew him. And when he was in the Hanoi Hilton, they were kind of happy about that.
Oh, he was in the Navy, not the Air Force. That's right.
Yeah, well, they said they let him out too soon.
They yeah, let him out too soon?
He was that disliked. He was that reviled. But other than that, he's a good guy.
That's what they say.
Yeah.
His line of questioning yesterday, he was confused, and that's what's really scary, you know, that he can be in a hearing and be that confused that the Hillary Clinton email investigation was different from the Russia investigation, and he didn't get it.
Ethel and Julius Rosenberg were definitely spying.
You know, one thing we didn't mention today were the elections in the UK, where Theresa May had a really bad night. Jeremy Corbyn outperformed everybody's expectations, but not enough to win the majority. So Theresa May went to the Queen today and met with her and asked permission, I guess, to form a government. And I guess the Queen said, yes, go ahead. So what they do now is they each try to get a majority of the seats, get a coalition going to get a majority in Parliament. And whoever gets the majority gets to form the government. So there's still a chance Jeremy Corbyn could do it.
Hopefully he's their Bernie.
He's there, Bernie. Bernie actually just praised him for something. Anyway, with that, we are just about out of time. And so thank you for hanging with us on this funny Friday. I thought it was necessary. It's a mental health day, you know, a day to laugh and have fun. So thank you, listeners, for being here. Thanks to Lauren Mayer for joining us. Thanks to Boca Britt Summers. Where can they hear The Boca Show?
TheBrittSummersShow.com. Everything's right there.
TheBrittSummerShow.com. Mm-hmm. And I'll be back Monday with the music show, Monday Music, and I'm back Tuesday with Gotta Laugh. Thank you, as always, for listening. Have a great weekend, everybody. So funny about it.
Spirit gets so downhearted sometimes.